coffee today. I am meeting my dear friend and old roommate, Michelle, and we are at the Liberty Public Market here in San Diego. I lived in San Diego forever. This is a new place. Michelle, say hi.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
I know. Hello, everyone. So today we're just going to hang out. Michelle is in the process of adopting. Oh, I'm so excited. So what brought that upon? I think you've always wanted to adopt.
Yeah, we've always wanted to adopt. I think we had a really serious conversation 4 years ago on our anniversary about adopting. And then 3 years later, we started the process. So about a year ago.
4 years ago. Scott and I are in the process of thinking about it.
Good. Keep thinking about it.
I know. Did you, like, when you were talking about it, like, wait, before you guys were married, did you know you wanted to adopt?
I don't know if I knew before, but I knew when I had my kids, each time I had one of my kids, I had three, the desire to adopt got stronger and stronger, just seeing them and knowing what they had and what other kids didn't have.
And do you think, aside from that, do you have friends who have adopted?
I do. I have several friends that have adopted, both
before
international.
Before you started?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is that what made you...
I think having friends that have adopted has helped me understand more of the process and the need that's out there.
Yeah.
I think everyone who adopts wants to push other people in that direction too, because it's a wonderful thing.
Okay, so when we are, so like I said, we're in the process of adopting. And I feel like every time we talk about it, we see like a new friend adopting.
Uh-huh.
And a new friend, like, when we went to Uganda, and we went to Chira's orphanage, and saw all the little kids on their porta-potties, potty training, I'm like, Scott, can we take one home? They're so stinking cute. He's like, they're not pets. I'm like, aww. I know, but it would be so neat to have one. And I think I wanted one before we had our own babies.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had babies.
Yep.
So my thing is like, so it took you 3 years from when you had your serious conversation to your process almost a year ago.
Yep.
That's a long time, right? So that's one of the things. Why does it take so long?
Why is the process so long?
Lots of paperwork.
Lots of paperwork.
Scott says they really should pay us to adopt.
And
that we shouldn't. And do you get assistance?
There is this tax credit you get after adopting. It's about $13,000. So you can get that reimbursed to you.
And does TK's job help out? Because some
jobs do, but I'm not
some
sure.
Some places do, yeah. My old company used to, like, scholarship $10,000 towards anyone who wants to adopt.
I guess I should look into that, because that would be helpful.
Totally look into it and see if they are. It's like one of those hidden benefits that no one really looks into unless they want to adopt. And that's, and I think when Scott and I got married and I was working with my company and we were talking about adoption and I was like reading my benefits, I'm like, oh, my company will pay us $10,000
too. That's awesome.
That's a huge chunk.
I know of some companies that pay a lot. Like, we were looking at Intel just because I wanted to know which companies offer good adoption benefits. And they're one of them.
Sorry, everyone. That was the airplane above us because Liberty Station's across the pond from the airport. Oh, well. So one of my fears is... Mm-hmm. You think you could love your new baby the way you love your kids now?
I think I've heard a lot of people say yes, you can. But you also have to be prepared for the possibility that you won't be able to. I mean,
right.
it is a possibility.
Because remember when you first had Abby?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like your only one?
Yep.
And then who'd you have next? You had...
Daniel
next. But when he was in you...
I worried that I wouldn't love him like I love Abby. Definitely.
Yeah, because when Henry was in me, like, all the way till the end, I'm like, Scott, I don't know if I could love another child, like, how much I love this baby. But then you do.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like it's different because your baby that you're... Do you have him picked out already, right?
Yes.
He's already older.
He's 4, yeah.
And then, so you don't have that baby bond.
Right.
Yeah. So I should, my friend Jen, she adopted a baby. I think he was like 9 months, 10 months. But he grew up in an orphanage where they didn't touch him at all. So even now they have a hard time bonding. Like he doesn't bond to anyone except his brother. Okay, so Jen has like 7 kids.
Awesome.
7 kids. They had 6 and then they had, maybe they have 8. I don't know, Jen, how many kids do you have? Anyway, they had a lot of kids. And they've been in this process of trying to adopt a baby in China forever. And then they finally got one. And I think their youngest at the time was maybe like 2 or 3. Then they adopted Christopher. Isn't that your baby's name too? No.
No, his name is Eli.
Eli. So Christopher, they went and adopted Christopher, went to China, picked him up, and bonded with him there and came back. And then she got Priggers.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyways, Christopher and their latest baby, like, Chris is closest to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who he bonds with. Everyone else is, like, still a hard time.
Well, it's progress if he can at least bond to someone. He's learning how.
And then I think about, like, did you have stipulations on the Lord? Like, Lord, if we adopt, we only want this kind. Or if we adopt, or did you go, okay, Lord, if you want us to adopt, give us whatever?
Not exactly about the child. We did have certain things where we, when we talked about it 4 years ago, seriously, we said, you know, we have to be out of debt and a couple other things. I can't remember what they were, but the Lord took care of those things. Like, he got rid of our debt. He... whatever it was, that, and at that point, everything that we said we were waiting for to adopt was gone, so then we're like, now what?
I guess we have to.
We have to do something. So, but as far as the, like, the age or the special need, we both sat down, TK and I, with a list our agency gives us, asking you what sort of need you can, you're interested in, I guess, like a yes, a no, or a maybe. So we did each our own survey and then compared the two. Whatever was a no for one of us, we crossed off no, because we thought we at least have to be on the same page as far as what we can handle.
Right. Did you guys have a lot of no's that were in common?
Surprisingly, not really.
Yeah, because you two are made for each other.
Yeah. I talked some of his no's into maybes.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. And how did you choose which agency?
I researched many, many agencies. There's a lot. I have 2 friends that have used our same agency.
Which one is that?
It's Lifeline. Mm-hmm. And they were on our list. After I researched, I had a few on my list. And after hearing their experience with Lifeline, I decided to use them. And they've been great. Really good.
And do they only do international?
Nope. They do domestic also.
And do you think it's less expensive domestic than international? Aside from flying out there.
No, I don't think so.
It's the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott's like, let's do domestic because, you know, it'll be less expensive. I'm like, I don't know.
You do the foster to adopt, it's less expensive. We weren't ready for that.
That one seems hard, right?
Any way you do it is hard, but that one just didn't fit us.
Foster adopt. I have a couple of friends that did foster to adopt, but they adopted older kids. Like Scott and I are in the debating, like, should we do baby, or should we do older kids? If we do older kids, should we do it from a different country? Because I don't know if I want to foster adopt older kids here, but there is a need here.
There is a need everywhere.
So much, right?
I think any way you do it is wonderful because there's a need everywhere. Doesn't matter if they're in another country. Every child needs family. So
yeah.
However you do it is good. I have some great books for you. I'll pass along.
Yes. Can't promise you I'll read it all.
I haven't even read them all. I got the gist of it, though, of each of the books. I read the important parts.
Mm, that is good. It's good.
What is this? A
lemon something tart?
Lemon meringue tart. Yum.
It's good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. So, you guys are at step 7, according to your chart.
Yep.
And that went to the consulate. Your paperwork went to dossier, right? Your dossier.
Yeah, the dossier went to China. That was step 7.
What do you think the big delays are? Like, now you just wait.
I will tell you secretly. We just got our LOA on Friday. I haven't told anyone
yet. LOA?
It's a letter of action. Oh. Where China looked at our paperwork, and they sent us a paper back saying, are you wanting to proceed with this adoption for this child?
Ooh,
so we're
going to
check the yes button, or yes,
button.
The yes box.
Box.
We're going to sign it and send it back on Monday, tomorrow.
And everything has to be certified, yeah? Certified
yeah.
letter.
Our agency does that for us. Not all agencies do that, but thankfully they do that for us.
And is the agency here in town?
No, they're in Alabama.
And is it Christian-based?
Uh-huh. They are.
And what is Eli at an orphanage, or is he at a...
He's at an orphanage in Beijing. It's one of the biggest ones that they have, I think, in China. There are 500 kids in his orphanage and 500 outside that live in foster families.
It's mind-boggling to me. I'm really excited you're going to China, though.
I am, too. And I just found out that we probably won't be able to see his orphanage. They're really secretive, I guess, and very... I don't know. We can meet him in a room.
Uh-huh.
In the orphanage. We don't get to actually do a tour of the orphanage or see where he lived his last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of sad about that, but...
Yeah. My friend Jen said the exchange was similar to that. Like, they went over there. I don't think they were able to have the tour of the orphanage, and I think they met at a hotel, mm-hmm. not at the actual...
Yeah.
It seems so, and why China out of anywhere?
Good question.
In the U.S.?
Well, okay, there's a website I've been kind of stalking for years called Rainbow Kids.
Uh-huh.
And it's a website that lists thousands of kids that are waiting for families who are ready to be adopted, so they have paperwork ready.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world. And I've always been looking at this list of kids for years. And one little boy stood out to me, and I was telling TK his story, just reading the mm-hmm. little bit of information, like one paragraph they had about him. And I remember we're in the kitchen, he's doing dishes, and I'm reading this, and he looks at me and says, yeah, he sounds perfect. And I was like, what? Because you know my husband, he takes a long time to make any decision, like, at all.
Or yeah.
Yeah. So for him to say that, just like, yeah, he's perfect, I almost, like, fell over dead. But that little boy was in China.
Uh-huh.
And he was 8 years old and deaf. He ended up not being the boy that we got matched with.
Uh-huh.
But that's what led us to China, was that little guy.
And who matches you? Lifeline or the orphanage?
I guess there's different ways of doing it. So the way we went about it was...
Or do you get to say, here are the boys?
Yeah. We looked at his file. Our agency had his file. Each... file gets to go to an agency for 3 months, and then mm-hmm. they just move along. I guess that's the easiest way to, I guess, keep track of all the files and advocate for each kid. So they had his file. We asked to look at it, and then we put a hold on it, and then we put in an LOI. It's called a letter of intent.
Uh-huh.
We sent that to China. 3 days later, we got news back that they had given us a pre-approval for
uh-huh.
him. So that's how we got a match with him.
Okay, it makes me want... I want to do it, but I don't know. It's a big process.
It's worth it, though. It's a big process.
Okay, so he's 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have the secret LOA, which people will know by the time they listen to this
podcast.
Of course,
yeah.
So after that, you say yes, they have it, and then what's next?
Then, I don't know.
What's that chart? You wait?
I need the chart. Yeah, from that point, we can be in China in as little as 2 months or as many as, like, 5 months. Right now, the wait is closer to 2 months, so we might be there in August to pick him up.
So you guys are 95% funded.
Yes.
So you have that fund already for you all five of you to go.
Not necessarily for the kids' plane tickets, but
at least
I guess
for you.
We'll see when it gets closer to the time, depending on the airfare.
Mm-hmm. What was your total fund, like 40, 37?
35. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
Like, God's so good.
That's a lot of money. I knew when we started this process that the money would come when we needed it to. I just knew that would not be an issue, I guess, because the Lord was calling us to do it, and I knew He'd provide, and He has, just, like, amazingly.
Because did you guys have savings set aside when you started talking about it 4 years ago, or no, not really, because
no,
you were trying
we were
to get
in debt
out of debt?
At that point, yeah, and we were working on getting out of debt, like student loans and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, I'm just amazed how fast.
I am too.
You guys rated it. I feel like just yesterday, you guys announced it.
Uh-huh.
And then you hustle. You have sold so much stuff and done so much.
I
like your
everybody
online.
For a month.
No, I think you should. But how, I loved how you hustle. And all your ideas were unique. They weren't your usual, like, hey, here's a letter, can you sponsor?
Yeah.
It was like, you did things.
Did a lot of research before, fundraiser research.
Yeah, did a lot of things before. I like your auction, online auction.
That was fun.
And aren't you having another online auction or no?
Nope.
Then you, and you do your jewelry.
Yes.
And that's at a shop?
It's on Etsy. Yeah, an Etsy shop. Oh, it's in a store, too, I guess,
here
in San Diego. I forgot about that.
At that Grossmont?
Yeah, Grossmont Nutrition store. It's a really interesting store.
You should, did Liz invite you to the Rising Tide Society yet?
And
sell
think
your
so
stuff on there.
No.
Well, it's a lot of creatives. So you can go in as a jewelry creative person.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, you can specialize in, like, bride and groom little jewelry.
Oh, cute.
And then you can let them know, like, 100% of the profit or 50% of the profit goes towards your adoption. You would get so many people to, like, on top of it.
Okay, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, my phone's busy. I should, like, add you on. Liz, add Michelle to Rising Tide Society.
Thanks, Liz. So even though the process is very long, it has given us time to fundraise. So I'm thankful for that part of it.
And how are your kids, like?
They're excited.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, you know, telling them, like, for a year we're adopting this little boy.
But no contact yet. Like, you can't.
We sent him a birthday cake, but as far as contacts, no, like, Skyping or anything. No, we didn't meet him. We are going to send him a photo album of our family. Probably this coming week. So hopefully they can prepare him. Not all orphanages do that. If you sometimes you send a care package and they don't get it.
Ever.
You get it back when you pick them up unopened.
Yeah.
Just because if there's 500 kids and they each get something in the mail, there's no way to keep track of whose stuff is who.
Right. So. That's so crazy. I'm really excited. And you're new in your house. You'll have room. Is Daniel and him going to share?
They're going to share a room. However, I would love to buy a house with a second bathroom. There's going to be 6 of us sharing one bathroom.
Is there room to add on?
Yeah, there's a little room to add on.
Because you're out in Lemon Grove now, right?
Spring Valley.
Spring Valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's very far from the ocean.
I know.
We're really spoiled, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I moved to Napa. It's really far from the ocean. It's like my biggest complaint. I sound like a spoiled person, but I can't help it. And then we were at the beach this morning, and I was just like, oh.
But it's close to other beautiful things, isn't it? Napa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, like, whatever. You guys should come visit Napa one time if you ever do a road trip.
I would love to.
Road trip of it. When we have room, we have a guest room, and we would stuff your kids with our kids in their rooms. And then we have plenty of room.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So you're in the process of talking about adoption with Scott.
Yes.
And how's that going?
We're talking.
Okay. Who's doing the talking?
It comes and goes. When it's coming from me, it's totally random. Like, it would always go, it would be like, what if we get one from Uganda? Uh-huh. Or be like, one of my fears, if we talk about it, it would be like, it's going to cost a lot of money, you know.
It's true, but so do cars and houses and vacations. And
I know.
Student loans, everything costs a lot of money.
I know. So, like, and even that really isn't a huge fear. It's just like, and I, like you, I think when the Lord tells us and we finally say yes or no, if the Lord can easily say no,
yeah,
you know, that, that if the Lord says yes, then I'm 100% confident that he's going to provide the money. But I think just thinking about the dollar amount and the time, because you spend a lot of time, right? Paperwork.
But you're great at paperwork. You would just have it done in, like, no time.
I don't know. I've been lazy over the years.
And by the way, if and when you do, I'll be all over that fundraising for you.
Yeah.
There's usually a pusher and a puller.
Yeah.
In adoption, and usually it's the wife pulling the husband.
Yeah.
That's totally normal.
And I think, and then when it's random from Scott, I think Scott would really like to. Like, he is the one who, like, we talked about it before we got married and early on in marriage, and then we didn't talk about it for a long time. And this past year, he's just brought it up more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, he does more of the, like, bringing it up, and I'm more on the, like, I think I'm more on the emotional, like, will I be able to love that kid?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's my theme. All, will I favor my kids more? And then my thing with him is, like, because after Henry, we were deciding whether or not we would have more kids, like, physically. I'm like, man, I'm getting older. I don't think I can. But I'm always, like, an even person. So if we adopt, it'd have to be two.
Uh-huh.
Like, two right away, not two, one at a time, and be two right away, whether it's like a brother or sister or like twins or something, because I can't have an odd number. Someone's always going to be left out.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? So yours is going to be nice, two and two.
Yep.
See, it's a nice even number.
I like
no
it.
One's going to be left out at an amusement park.
They always have a buddy.
They'll always have a buddy. But I think my thing was too, like, will I favor with my kids more? I don't want them to feel. And then, I don't know, lots of, we should just do it. I don't know. Little.
I agree. You should just do it.
We should just do it. So selfishly, and I've told people this before, selfishly, I really wanted to adopt from South Korea. No, North Korea.
Uh-huh.
In the communist part, because we watched this National Geographic before.
Uh-oh.
And Lisa Ling was on, and she did this National Geographic special about North Korea and, like, how life is there. And she had visited an orphanage up there. And that in itself is sweet. But this is where, you know, I'm kind of nutty. So they had these little kids, little orphans. And then they would, like, play, they did a little play for them, a little, like, song thing for Lisa and the crew, and they were playing their little tambourines in their outfits, Korean outfits. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so cute, can we have one of them? Because they were so cute playing and smiling. And then they told us, like, if the babies come in, then they do a 100-day birthday for them, all in their, like, Korean regalia and birthday outfit with rose. I'm like, oh, Scott, we need to get one so we can have a 100-day birthday card. Oh, and he's like, we can't adopt a kid just because you want to throw a party. I'm like, no, look how cute they are. They are so cute. You should check them out. But yeah, and then I don't know. That you put up a, there was one girl where I was like, I was telling Scott, like, I texted Mariah, like, we should adopt this girl.
The
right
older
now.
Girl?
The older girl.
She got adopted, but those older kids, man, they always pull on my heart, for sure.
Yeah, then I think maybe we should get an older girl. But then, see, this is where I think, like, do I want a child older than Pearl? I don't know. Because Pearl's always been the oldest sister, right? Did you think these things?
Oh, yeah, you have to go through all these thoughts and... We went through several hours of training in different classes and.
Oh, okay. So there's my question with home study.
Yeah.
Home study. So, Lifeline, your agency, do they tell you who to do your home study with, or do you do your home study through them and they have counselors in town? How does that work?
We chose our home study agency based again on a friend who had used someone.
So it's two separate.
For us, it was because Lifeline is out of the state, so we had to use someone in California for our home study. But if you lived in Alabama and Lifeline was your agency, they would do your home study.
And I don't get home study. Like, how is it required? Like,
yeah, it's a requirement. So it's basically they gather all sorts of information about you. You tell them like your life story, pretty much.
Yeah. Written and told, like,
yeah,
spoken?
Yeah, you have, like, an interview. You you write out, like, a little bio on yourself. You answer lots of questions and go through lots of training, and they come meet your kids and look at your house. It's not like the, like, if you were doing, like, the county home study, it's a little bit different. It's geared, like, specifically for the country you're adopting from. So... if China's going to ask certain questions, they want to cover that in the home study.
Okay. Yeah, I think, okay, so the foster adopt, like, I would seriously, and I feel like maybe that could be an avenue. But I think I'm afraid of the home study when they come into your house, because I've read, and I don't know if these are scary, but I read that, like, they come into your home. And depending on what, they may, like, so we have a 5-bedroom. 4 is upstairs, but one of the 4 is, like, our office.
Yeah.
And downstairs our guest room. And each kid has their own room, and, of course, Scott and I. Like, I heard, like, sometimes some agencies say, like, you have to have a separate room for your new, is that, see, I think that's what would annoy me.
I think it depends on the age and the gender. Sometimes they do require their own room, but usually you can put, like, a girl and a girl together.
I feel like they, doesn't, and then so the other fears I have, like, they're going to ask us to change our whole life. Well, I guess that's what babies do.
Yeah, that's true.
And stuff, you know, like, did you have to change anything in your home because you're adopting... of your adoption process?
We had a little short checklist, and I think we had to, like, put a fire extinguisher in our kitchen and just little things like that, but nothing major. It's not as strict as some.
I guess we should look for the least strict ones. And I thought there was a hold on China adopting out. Is that a rumor or a...
No, maybe what you heard was the non-special needs. I think they're really slowing down that, or maybe even stopping that program altogether.
The non-special needs.
Yeah, because more people in China are adopting, which is the great thing.
More people in China adopting their own.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is Eli special needs?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's
his
need?
He has a skin condition called epidermolysis bullosa. You'll have to Google it. I had never heard of it before.
Yeah. What does it do? Have you?
So he's missing some sort of protein, I think, in his skin. That it's the whatever keeps holds your layers of skin together.
Uh-huh.
So his layers of skin are very fragile. So if he, bumps it on something, it can tear his skin easily or bruise or blister.
And is there something that you guys can do when he's here, or will he, or what can you do?
He'll always have that. There are some things that are helpful that are here, like certain medications and things that will help his skin that he won't have in China. So that, I'm still learning all about it myself.
What if he wants to play football? He's going to get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Or skateboard.
Yeah, that's the hard thing. I've talked
your
to other...
Your whole family skateboards.
I've talked to
and
other...
And surfs.
moms of kids that have EB, and they just want to be normal kids and run and play and do normal kid stuff, like
right.
climb trees and stuff, but they do get hurt. I guess the best advice I've heard so far is just to keep them covered as much as possible.
I'm on invest in Band-Aid and ace wrap.
Here okay, you've seen the new Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
And Rey, she's got her wraps on her arms. So
yeah.
I told my friend, does Rey have EV? Because she's all wrapped up.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, Henry and Pearl, well, Henry really loves Star Wars. You know Rey, Mama? Yes, babe, I do. So we'll be back in July, I think.
Yay.
For a few days. I think we're going to spend our whole time down in Mission Bay, so we'll just help people to come.
Perfect.
And play with us. Yeah, I don't know. TK is all excited?
Yeah, he's excited for sure. Whenever we talk about, like, our travel plans, he gets really excited.
Have you guys traveled outside since Russia?
No, we haven't.
This is a big trip to whole family. And are you going to bring an extra person? Is someone going to come with you? I think
no,
you need an extra person.
I know
person.
It's recommended, but I can't think of anyone that I want to bring with me to China for that.
Liz Ramika.
Yeah, Liz Ramika. You want to go to China?
Dave can handle a few days without you. But, yeah, I feel like let's pray about that for you to have someone. Because I think not so much... for someone for you guys to talk to, but like, I want to take care of your kids while you guys are.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is. Like, even if we go out to eat.
Oh, I know.
You can't just, like, have a conversation with a friend or whatever. It's like,
yeah.
Stop that. Okay, wait, now what do you want? And then, like, you're never having a full conversation.
Yep.
And if Eli needs all that attention, which he should. Right? Yeah.
Yes, you're right. It is recommended to bring another adult with you.
Put that on your prayer chain, on your adoption thing. Just to pray. Put it out there and say, please pray about who may want to. And you never know. Someone's going to just step up and say, I'll come and you don't have to worry about.
Wow. Yeah.
But then you have to pray about, like, make sure they're compatible.
Yeah.
Because then it's an extra room.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you guys can't all share rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, you could all share rooms now, just your family.
I think we actually are going to have two separate rooms, or two adjoining rooms.
Yeah.
Or an apartment.
Yeah. Because how long will you have to be there?
Just
two weeks.
Yeah. 1 week in Beijing, 1 week in Guangzhou.
Where's that?
Guangzhou is where, it's in the south, it's where the U.S. consulate is. We have to have our consulate appointment in Guangzhou.
And do you think you'll stay an extra week to tour around?
I want to get there a couple days early to do that, but I don't. I kind of feel like I'll want to go home.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly after we get him.
Yeah. Because how would you go? You go there, do you go to the consulate first?
No, the consulate is the second week that you're there.
So the first week you go bond with him that week.
Yeah, you leave on a Friday. You pick up your child on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
And then your consulate appointment is 1 week later, so the next Monday.
And do you have a representative from Lifeline up?
They do
will
have
be there?
Employees there, yeah, which is really helpful. They're going to have people there helping us with paperwork and all that.
And translate?
Yes.
Have you been learning Chinese?
Only what I learned on Ni Hao Kailan, but I need to work on that some more.
We need to get you a Rosetta Stone.
Yes, definitely.
And do you still homeschool your kids?
I do.
And are you going to homeschool Eli? Do you think you have to start from the beginning? Well, he's only four.
It's only four. Yeah, I definitely want to homeschool him.
And do they already know English or no?
No, it's all he doesn't Chinese. Know any, yeah. There are a few kids I've heard of living in foster families that are American.
Uh-huh.
And then they learn English, obviously, from them. But that's kind of a rare thing.
But if it weren't for China, where else would you have adopted?
I always thought Africa, somewhere in Africa.
They are cute kids.
They are.
They're also cute. They're also cute.
I looked into the Burundi program.
What's the Burundi program?
Burundi, it's a little place in Africa.
Uh-huh.
But the wait was so long. Like, the process was, like, 6 years.
And what part of Africa?
I forget where they are. I'll have to look on the map.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would like a little Ugandan baby. They're so cute. They have, like, the fattest cheeks. They have nicest skin.
Yep.
And so that would make Pearl and so we were talking about skin color.
Yeah.
The other day. And Henry goes, Mama, are you black? I'm like, no, babe. I am brown. And he goes, you're brown? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, what am I? I'm like, you're mocha. And he's like, oh. And Pearl's like, what did Pearl say? Daddy's peach.
That's
true. I'm all, and Henry's like, who's black? Mom? No one's black, baby. Your friend Paul, he's chocolate.
Aww,
and he's like, yeah, he's chocolate. But yeah, they have like the most beautiful chocolate skin. I wouldn't mind having one of those babies. How old are your kids now? Abby is?
9.
That's crazy.
I know. Daniel's 8 and Lily is 5.
9. That makes her 5th grade? Going into 5th.
She's going into 4th.
4th.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just add 5 to whatever, or minus 5 to whatever age they are, and that's 3. Oh, yeah, you're right. 4th grade. I need that. That's crazy. And you've been married 11 years. Thanks for sharing your anniversary. That's crazy.
I'm so happy we share that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, who's so saying, like, it started way back at, so many of our college and career group, right?
Yes, definitely.
Who's there? The Lozanos?
Mm-hmm.
Ashlyn and Travis, but Travis wasn't really part of our group most of the time. Remember?
I do remember seeing him a few times.
A few times. Sorry, Travis, but you weren't part of our group. Ashley now, and then the Ramikas, and Scott and I. Who else is there? The Elliots.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about them the other day because Brad came out to dinner with us, and Scott was talking about his old studio, like, remember at Deb's?
Mm-hmm.
And Brad's like, that was a studio? And Scott's like, yeah. And Jess spilled champagne all over the place
and stuff.
And I'm like, I remember Keely saying, oh, my goodness. She's, like, the most beautiful person. Like, when she would, like, walk down the hill, too.
Aw,
cute. And we all laughed. It was so funny. Yep, the Elliots. Yeah. Who else was in our group? Everyone's married, I think, in that little group. Renee was never in our college career group, but she and Kirk were married.
No, she wasn't.
And stuff. That was so good to see everyone at Carolyn's.
That was really nice.
Memorial. Did everyone stay late?
We stayed pretty late. They turned the lights off before we left.
And I was really bummed I didn't get to stay late, but my flight was so delayed, so I wasn't late at all when
I got.
I'm like, and, you know, it seemed like it was running a little long, the service itself.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to leave. I'm like, I don't want to leave. I'm like, oh, no. And then I checked the flight. And I'm like, whew, it's like an hour late. I'm like, great.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many people. I miss that, Carolyn.
Me too.
Have you seen the Mitchums?
Not since then.
Are they staying in San Diego, do you know? Or are they?
I think so.
Finishing out their schooling at, where did it go? Didn't they go to a school in North County somewhere?
Yeah, to Horizon, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And how's church? Point Loma.
Point Loma? It's Point Loma. it's great. It's a lot of new people.
Really?
Yeah.
How's youth group?
Youth group is fun. We have a really fun group of kids.
Is your junior high group getting bigger?
It's probably about the same. We have a small group. We've always had a small group.
But it should get bigger soon because all your kids are going to be...
That's true.
In the next 2 or 3 years, right?
Yeah.
In high school? Are there any high school kids?
Yeah, I think we have 2 high school kids.
I miss Liz.
Me too.
How often? Aren't you guys neighbors?
Pretty much, yeah.
But you don't get to see each other often?
We don't see each other too often. We're pretty, I guess we're both busy.
She's really busy with her photography.
I know.
Yes, I need to get her on this podcast. I may have coffee with her late tonight if she's not too tired from her engagement shoot.
She's always up for coffee.
I know. I felt bad. She came in second shoot with me last summer, mm-hmm. or 2 summers ago, when we first were doing weddings, and I felt really bad because we didn't have time to get coffee, and we didn't have time to do anything, you know. At the end of the night, she goes, Aurora, I have such a headache.
Oh, no.
I'm like, she goes, I'm a caffeine addict. I need my coffee. I didn't have any coffee today. I'm like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. But, yeah, I'm an addict, too. I can't help it. Hence, meet me for coffee. That's what I do with people. So you guys don't see each other as often.
No.
You need to make time.
I know, we do.
Meet for coffee because you both like it.
It's true.
Do it late at night when the kids are in bed. Do you still stay up late at night?
I try not to. I try and get to bed around 10. It's really early for me.
That is real early. I've been trying that too. I've been like trying to like go to sleep by 10. Or I shouldn't say that. Lay down by 10 with a book.
Yeah.
So that was my other goal. That's why I can't promise you that I'll read your books. Because my goal was to read 2 whole books this year.
Yeah.
It's June. I finished one like last month. I'm working on my second one right
now.
That's
awesome.
And it's nothing like, it's like a teen like sci-fi book that I'm reading. The first one was Percy Jackson. And this one's like The Lost Heroes of Olympus. And I can't get through it. And Pearl's like a voracious reader now.
So is Abby.
She's like reading the Magic Tree House books, you know? So we go to the library, she gets like 5. I got my 1 big fat book. Mm-hmm. And she like zooms through them, and I'm like barely halfway. She goes, Mom, aren't you done with that book yet? I'm
like,
oh my gosh. No. I barely am in halfway through. I'm like, she goes, I could finish all that. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want you to read this one. Well, please don't read this yet. Because I'm reading these books. I'm like, yeah, she shouldn't read these yet. Because it's fine and dandy, but there's, like, some insinuation there that I'm like, we shouldn't arouse those thoughts yet in little people. Isn't that I should really read those Magic Tree House books. Are those okay?
I've actually never read them, but I think they're okay. Okay. Abby's read probably almost every one of them.
She loves it. She, like, Scott was so, like... I can't because he bought her some books on for her birthday, like bad books. One of them was about a unicorn and this girl, and they became friends and stuff. And he's like, I can't believe she's finished that book and she's like read it twice already.
Oh my goodness.
I thought it was going to take her a while to read. Well, I know. And if you ask her what it's about, she'll let you know what it's about.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't know. But she hates math and she hates spelling. Isn't that funny?
I'm not a big fan of math either.
I know. Maybe it's the creative side. I love math.
Oh, you do?
I do. Oh. I love math. Well, I shouldn't say that. I love algebra and then everything after that I hate. So So which program of homeschooling do you do?
I like to use Sunlight curriculum. They include lots of reading, which Abby loves.
All your kids. Mhm. Is that hard? Was it hard to homeschool?
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard, but Abby and Daniel are so close in age that I just lump them together in the same lessons.
What's your schedule like? And do you let them go as far as they can and sometimes you end early, or do you do a lot of school trips?
We do lots of school trips, but I like to start by 9 a.m. and be done by 1 with our bookwork.
Computer work, or is it all bookwork?
They do both computer and bookwork.
So it's just straight through 9 to 1. Mm-hmm. No PE, no recess.
Well,
maybe
we do
a potty break.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they definitely get breaks. But as far as like PE, they do. They were on the basketball team with their homeschool group last year. So that doesn't include PE and like art and stuff, I guess.
And then your homeschool group, is it like a co-op? Do you guys rotate subjects?
Yeah, I'm part of 2 groups. Our co-op, I do teach a class there, and then my kids are in other people's classes. And then our other homeschool group, they are the ones that keep our records for us. And they also have a class day, which we don't go to right now, but we do their sports and stuff.
And do you think your kids will be done early?
They could be, but I've heard a lot of people recommend that you don't let them finish early, or at least not go on to college early, because then they're the youngest in the crowd, and they're not really mature enough, I think, to sit in the class with the other kids. That's what I've
heard. Do you ever worry about, like, people look at them and say, oh, they're homeschool kids?
Yeah. I'm sure they do, but I also look at other kids and think, oh, gosh, they're public school kids.
Well, those public school kids, not that there's anything wrong with them, but they're different, too. Mm-hmm. And then mine are the private ones, but I don't know. I just don't trust the California school system or the public, which is sad because I was a public school child.
I was kind of everything. I was public school, private school, independent study.
Yeah. I think I am. It makes me sad because I totally would have sent my kids to public school. It's like, why not? It's free, you mm-hmm. know, and stuff. But I don't know. I think there's a lot going on in public school that even Christian parents, I don't know. For me, it's a conviction to not send them.
Yeah.
And stuff. I think if I sent them, I don't have that much control. There it is. I don't have control. But the Lord's telling me not to send them, so I'm not going to send them. I don't like, do you ever get the Christians? I love Christians, but do you ever get the Christians who, like, judge you? Either one for homeschooling and not sending your kids. I get the Christians who judge me for sending my kids to a private school and not a public school. Uh-huh. And then they think that I get the feeling that they think I'm judging them because kids are in a public school. And I had to set someone straight. I'm like, I'm not one to judge how you feel, because they always throw at me, like, well, you know, we need Christians in public schools, and that's where their mission feels. And I'm like, I get it, but don't judge me. I mean, if that's what you feel. But I don't get it. Why?
I don't know. Everyone has their own opinion. I've heard that a lot of times before, that argument about sending your kids to the mission field. I also have, you know, thought, well, how many years have people been sending their kids, their Christian kids, to public school, and has it helped the public school? I mean, is it getting better?
Yeah, and I just feel like it would be one thing if they were just going to school to learn, like, their math and their English and their history and stuff, but I feel like there's such an altering of a lot of other things that are being entered, like, I, for one, I don't know how everyone else feels, but in California, like, they're starting to teach sex ed really early.
Yeah.
I don't think it's required for them to do sex ed so early. I think I remember in sixth grade is when I first had sex ed. and it was watching a like little film of a sperm going up to an egg.
I was at a private Christian school until through 7th grade. So when I went to public school in 8th grade, I remember that was my first sex ed class.
But I always think, too, like, sex ed should come from your parents. Like, mm-hmm. my mom told me everything about it. Like, she broke out her anatomy book. This is what it is. This is what it is. This is how you have babies. So don't do it till after you're married. Like, that was it, too. Don't have sex until after you're married because you don't want to have a baby. Until you're ready. I'm like, okay. Man, I wasn't ready for a long time. So what are your plans for today? Tonight?
Plans for tonight? I don't know. I'm just kind of anticipating tomorrow getting that piece of paper from China and sending that off. I can't think of anything else to do.
What are you going to do this summer?
Because
you have no more school? Is school done?
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of school. Don't tell my kids. It's fun school. But we're still going to keep learning through the summer. But not a regular bookwork that we normally do. I don't have a lot of plans this summer. I'm trying not to make commitments because I don't know what to expect as far as traveling and more paperwork and all that.
You guys can drive up to Napa for today. There's things to do up there, I think.
How long is the drive?
Okay. 8 hours.
Oh.
It's a long one.
That is long, but we could do it.
It's 8 hours. Hey, isn't that the newspaper dude? No, he's not the news guy. He looks like Gary Shatner, or anyway, the weather or sports guy up north. Like, that looks like him. Yeah, you guys should come up. I don't know what you could do. I mean, you can go to the city. I really have no plans. I tell people to come visit, and there's lots to do, but I don't know what to do. Other than, I don't know. I think this summer we're just planning to be at the pool a lot. Oh, we're going to the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
have
awesome.
You been to the Grand Canyon
Never.
Yet? Me too.
There.
We're going camping. Are you guys campers?
I love camping. We went camping last year in Sequoia last summer. It was
Ooh.
So fun.
Yeah, we're doing camping at the Grand Canyon for a couple nights in a couple weeks. And then our other doing a couple camping with the Kiwis because the Kiwis are back. Yay. Did you get to see them when they were here?
Yes, I did. It was so nice to see them.
I know. Oh, yeah, because they went to the church, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they so big?
Yeah,
like Noah, so big, right?
So grown up.
I died when he was double digits last year, and this year he's going to be 11.
Wow.
Starting junior high. Junior high.
That's crazy.
Michelle, we're getting old.
I know.
Can we stop? What if we blink and we're in heaven right now?
That'd be awesome.
I know, right? Do you think our kids would stay the same age? Like, if we were to die right now and be in heaven, would our kids be the same age, or would they be in the body that they're supposed to be when they're in there? Like, Jesus came just right now. Do you ever think about those things?
I don't know. I don't think they would look the same age because they'll have a new body. But so they won't look like themselves now, I don't think, but we'll still know them. I don't know. That's a good question.
And you know when babies die and kids die?
Yes.
Like, it's one thing if you die as an adult. I can imagine, like, you'll be an adult in heaven. But when kids die, do they die, and are they kids in heaven, or are they adults in heaven? Obviously, we have new bodies, but still, would their new bodies be kid size or adult size?
That's a good question.
We're studying Revelations at church. So funny. That little girl just spilled milk all over her.
Oh, no.
She's like, are you happy, Michelle?
I am.
Happy married?
Yep.
I just can't believe it's been 10 years.
11.
And then we were roommates.
Well, 10 for you, 11 for me.
11. And we've been friends before that.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't that funny how we became roommates, too?
That
was weird.
Yeah.
Not weird, but... That's so good.
It was great.
And stuff. And do you think you'll be in San Diego forever? Do you guys think about leaving San Diego?
Yeah, we talk about it kind of frequently.
So it could happen?
It could happen, yeah.
Because what does DK do now?
He is a mechanical engineer. He works for the Navy. Actually, he works with Keith.
With Keith, mm-hmm. right? Partners in the same department or different?
Different, I think.
Yeah. So you're thinking about it. If you were to move, where would it be? Have you guys thought about that? Would it be in California or outside California?
Probably outside. For some reason, Texas keeps coming up whenever we talk about moving. So, I don't know. We might go visit Texas. I've never been there.
Danica, the Garcias are there, right?
The Garcias are there.
So, I think about, like, moving too sometimes.
Yeah.
Not that we would ever move because I don't think I could ever leave California. But sometimes I wish I could leave. Texas would be one of them. Scott would like Montana.
Oh, Montana.
But I think I would like to go to Texas because it's the only state that is, like, against everything that's going on in politics.
Which is probably why my husband wants to go there.
You know, it's like, they will not conform to whatever society says. And their attitude is like, if you don't like it, get out. Uh-huh. Right? Opposed to here in California. If you don't like it, that's all right. We'll change it. Uh-huh. But it's California. I love California.
That would be weird, though. You know, always living in California and then going to a place like Texas, I think I would have to learn to fit in.
Yeah, because it's different. Well, one is really hot all the time. Well, I guess it depends where. And they have weird weather.
Yeah.
It's not consistently like, well, nothing's like San Diego. Even in Napa, it's not like San Diego. But, they have flash floods and thunderstorms, and it gets really hot, and big animals and women with big hair.
Oh, my goodness. Scary.
But is cost of living lower? You can buy land.
Yeah.
That's huge. The state is huge. But, yeah, it would be weird. I don't know. And then where in Texas? And you would be far from the ocean. That's true. You live down by the Gulf. But that's the Gulf, not the ocean.
Yeah.
It's not the same. And then, Texas. Or Montana. You can be off the grid in Montana, I think.
Yeah.
I think that might be Scott's. No, I don't know if Scott would ever be off the grid. Like, he's too involved with, like, technology to be off the grid.
Yeah, what about people? I think I need people around me.
Yeah, right? So, do you think you are an introvert or an extrovert? Do you get your energy with being with people or being by yourself? Have you heard that thing?
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know. I think I am a little of both, if that's possible.
I think so. I think people think I'm more extroverted than introverted, but I really think I'm an introvert. Like, I get all my energy when I'm by myself.
Really?
Quietly reading. Yeah. Huh. Going to bed, being lazy. And stuff. But I can sit and chit-chat with almost anyone.
Yeah.
I need to take that test. Have you taken that? You haven't taken that test.
No,
let's take it. I should put it on my blog.
I'll take it.
Everyone take it. So, where are you off to now?
I am off to pick up the girls, I think.
Are they? Because the Hickeys are homeschooled. Do you homeschool with them? Or are they in the same grade?
They are in the same co-op as us. So we see them for class days.
I keep thinking, like, what our life would be if we stayed here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scott's like, do you think we could ever own a home if we lived in San Diego? I'm like, in my mind, I thought we would be living in, like, North PV. He's like, what? I'm like, we could afford it. I'm like, yeah, in my mind, I thought we could because I thought I would still be working, doing what I did. Mm-hmm. And eventually we would be able to and stuff. Because, well, I thought we would live in Old Town. Or, like, up above in Presidio, because we were just driving there. I'm like, really? I'm like, I was by the ocean. But we like where we live. Napa's nice. It's a good community. It's a very small town. I think, like, all of Point Loma area. It's the whole population of Napa. Yeah, because Point Loma itself, maybe there's 70 or 80,000 people here. Yep, that's all Napa.
Wow, I didn't know that.
All Napa.
I also didn't know that you weren't still working doing what you were doing before.
Yeah, contracting once in a while if there's a good gig.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a recruiter call me, and she's like, there's a full-time and part-time position where you would work from home, and you would never have to travel. It's a little lower pay, but you'd never have to travel. I'm like, yeah, sign me up, you know, for the part-time. But then they wanted me to do a face-to-face interview out in Connecticut on the 16th, and normally it would be a yes, but we're in Arizona, and they wouldn't do a Skype.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't, because I'm going to be in the Grand Canyon. I already have plans.
Yeah.
I can Skype and do a face-to-face that way, but they wouldn't. But, yeah, so I still do that. I did a little traveling last year and did a small contract, but then I told the Lord that I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's too stressful finding people to watch the kids and stuff. And I think the Lord is just telling me to trust Him, like, with our finances, with my photography, because this year has been really, well, I shouldn't say year, this season's really slow. Like, I have no weddings until September, which is totally opposite from last year, where I was, like, quite busy with weddings, and that's the majority of where my photography income comes from, so, I don't know. My everyday conversation with the Lord, or the Lord telling me, like, trust me, don't worry about it. And I'm like, but the kids' school, and I want this, and I want that. And the Lord's like, you don't need this, and you don't need that. Just trust me. I'm like, okay, whatever. But I don't know, and I think Carolyn's passing away reminds me of that, too, you know.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah, it took, I think it's only in this past month, like, after her memorial, that I stopped, like, really feeling so emotional about it.
Yeah.
Because from February until the memorial, it's like, every time her name was mentioned or I thought about it, I would just, like, get this tug. It's almost like a closure. I'm like, okay, I can see her in heaven.
Yep, it was definitely a good closure.
And stuff. And it was good to see, like, Jeff and the kids. And I couldn't believe Jeff remembers my name. Sometimes I forget.
Really?
Yeah, I know knows who I am.
I forget you.
But I know he's a funny one sometimes, Mr. Mitchum. And stuff. All right. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you, Aurora. Thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, totally. Anytime. So now you have this place. You guys should come here on a date night.
Oh, I would love to.
You guys still go on date nights?
Rarely.
No, you need to go more than rarely, like once a month, especially before you get your fourth child.
Yes, definitely.
Get babysitters. Send them down to the Ramikas or the Herons or the Hickeys or whoever, the Elliots. Mm. See if they can handle.
Yeah.
Another kid.
Another
you think they're going to have another one?
I don't know. I hope so. They have really cute kids.
They do have cute kids. So funny. All right.
Okay,
everyone, thank you for joining us with me and Michelle. And hopefully this encourages you to go out and meet an old friend for coffee, talk about something new. I was really happy to talk to Michelle about adoption. Hopefully the next time we meet up, there'll be a baby Eli or a 4-year-old Eli that we get. Bye, everyone.
Bye.